I noticed you as you entered the room with your distinguished friend. You were bright-faced and wore a simple white shirt, plaid skirt with matching necktie and high socks, a uniform for many of the parochial schools around the country, and the suggestion of naughtiness. Your jet-black hair was hanging well below your shoulders, with lots of volume and large curls. It enhanced your big eyes, and I hoped your mischievous nature. My salacious daydream developed easily as I watched you follow him through the room, getting your bearings. The thought that, as your teacher, I would verbally chastise you in front of your classmates for your poor behavior over parent weekend was just the beginning. Those thoughts, along with the accentuation of pulsing between my legs, were followed by my ordering the class to form a large circle with their chairs. After they had done so, I reminded the students that they had been warned to conduct themselves like gentlemen and young ladies over the impending weekend. Most of them had done so, but there was one student that must have been absent that day. As I said that, I looked directly at you. The classmates around you breathed a sigh of relief. Some even giggled nervously. I then told you to move your chair into the middle of the circle. Looking ashamed and resembling a dog with her tail between her legs for, well, you can imagine, you began moving your chair with apprehension. As you did so, I reminded the class of the school's correctional bylines. They stated that if a student were to misbehave, especially during such a vital weekend, their teacher was given permission to administer whatever consequence they deemed appropriate. Listening to me as you stood by your chair in the middle of the circle, your eyes grew even larger. You obviously didn't take the school's warning very seriously. Continuing, I said that because this was your third infraction, I felt that a public, old-fashioned, bare-bottom spanking was clearly appropriate. Still in my Walter Mitty moment, I heard a voice from behind me asking if he could borrow my spanking utensils on the table. Pausing my moment, I turned and was facing your dominant partner with you in tow. Excited, I gladly picked up and began showing both of you my most treasured paddle. With a glint in both his and my eyes, he suggested I indulge my whim and show him myself. With that, he looked at you and told you to bend over the leather horse for my pleasure. My fantasy had just turned real. Was I dreaming? Before you actually did what you were told, I looked into your eyes and asked directly if you had indeed been naughty. As imagined, with your big childlike eyes, you shyly nodded your head, looking very embarrassed all the while. I explained that this punishment was long in coming and that everyone in the room would be invited to watch. Like in my fantasy, I felt the added element of embarrassment was necessary, and your partner nodded in agreement. Momentarily back in my daydream, I explained that I was serious about poor, unacceptable behavior. You were going to be the example of what happens when you don't follow the rules. You then acquiesced by bending over the horse as directed. Your skirt hiked up just below your bottom, displaying your curvy thighs and high socks. Secretly wet in my panties, I just couldn't help myself. So with that favorite paddle, my reprimand began immediately over that schoolgirl skirt. After a series of thud-like paddles, I leaned close to you and asked if you were regretful about the mistakes you had made. Fortunately for me, you didn't seem seriously sorry. It was obviously time to step up your reprimand a notch, or two, or three. Pulling up your skirt was next. I held my breath as I did so. You were wearing white panties, proper attire for such a uniform. My personal level of steam had risen to such a degree that to catch my breath, I turned. And there they were, an entire room of fixated eyes on your bottom. I'm sure the possibility of my pulling down your panties had them salivating as well. Your dominant proudly stood tall in the middle of the crowd. Hoping to embarrass you, I turned back telling you that the spectators were watching and wanted to see more. So, I slowly, with dramatic flair, began lowering your panties. When I let them drop, so did the audience's jaws. Your white cheeks framed the crack down to your dark-haired pussy beneath. Your bottom wasn't red at all. No wonder you showed no remorse from the previous over-the-skirt paddling. Besides wanting to fix that, I had grown desperate to hear your auditory reactions. But before resuming with the paddle, I just had to grab that creamy white bottom of yours. I squeezed and pinched it and began using my nails to scratch my way down your legs. As I did, there were guttural female sounds coming from behind me. I suppose they were imagining their own punishment. And then you moaned. It made my body twitch with pleasure. Your sound signaled me to commence paddling. My fantasy was materializing as the craving audience egged me on. All agreed the naughty schoolgirl needing to be chastised was finally getting her comeuppance. Publicly turning your translucent fanny bright pink while hearing you whimper made my privates shiver with sexy abandon. Together, in that moment, we were writing a symphony that seemed well worth watching and listening to. Back in the classroom, I heard many rumbling sounds in reaction to the well-deserved bare-bottom spanking you were being given. When I had you rise from over my lap in the middle of the circle, your face was almost as red as your bottom. You looked around at all your classmates, rubbing your ass as you pulled up your white panties and ran out of the room.